From Washington, this is VOA News. A Midwestern U.S. city hears an appeal for calm after a night of violent protests. And female suicide bombers strike a market in northeastern Nigeria. I'm Michael Lippin. In the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri, the family of an unarmed black teenager shot dead by a white policeman in August is appealing for calm. A grand jury decided on Monday not to charge Officer Darren Wilson with any crime, triggering a night of violence and looting in the town of Ferguson where the shooting happened. American civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton joined the family at a Ferguson church on Tuesday and criticized the ruling.
We were not surprised at what the outcome was. That's right. That's right. Certainly it is painful for the mother and father. Certainly there'll be emotional reactions. I've never seen a case where there wasn't. You're dealing with their flesh and blood. But let the record be clear. You have broken our hearts, but you have not broken our backs.
Wilson also has broken his silence about his confrontation with Brown on a Ferguson street. In an interview with U.S. TV network ABC, Wilson said he fired several shots after the teenager assaulted him in his police car and grabbed his gun. He said he fired more shots when Brown charged toward him after a street chase. Wilson said he acted in self-defense and has a clear conscience, but was sorry that Brown had died in the incident. Well, reports from Nigeria say two female suicide bombers have attacked a market in the northeastern city of Maiduguri, killing dozens of people. Witnesses say Tuesday's attack began with the first bomber setting off her explosives and killing several people. As people gathered at the site, a second attacker blew herself up. You're listening to VOA News. Kenyan activists have taken to the streets of the capital on Tuesday, demanding that the government fire the police chief and interior cabinet secretary for failing to protect the population. The protest comes a few days after Somali militant group Al-Shabaab attacked a bus in northeast Kenya, killing 28 people. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Demonstrators camped outside the president's office for the better part of the day and paraded hundreds of crosses painted in red, symbolizing those killed in terror attacks and crime activities around the country. Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi was one of the organizers of the protest. He says the president must fire Cabinet Secretary Joseph Olelenku and Police Chief David Kimayo for failing to protect citizens against militants and criminal gangs. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Syrian activists say at least 60 people were killed when Syrian government warplanes conducted a series of strikes on Tuesday in the Islamic State's self-proclaimed capital of Raqqa. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes hit an industrial zone and a popular market near the city's museum. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the United States and what he called European colonialist powers have failed in their efforts to bring Iran to its knees during negotiations on the country's nuclear program. The comments posted on Khamenei's website on Tuesday are his first since negotiators from Iran and a group of world powers agreed to extend talks on Iran's nuclear program through the middle of next year. The extension came after the two sides failed to reach an agreement by the end of a Monday deadline to ensure that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful. Iranian state media quoted President Hassan Rouhani as saying Tehran will be the eventual winner of the negotiations, which have a new deadline of June 30, 2015. The world's biggest oil exporter, Saudi Arabia, and other key producers have failed to reach agreement to cut production as a way to halt the sharp drop in oil prices. Saudi oil minister Ali Al-Naimi met on Tuesday in Vienna with key energy officials from Venezuela, Russia, and Mexico before Thursday's meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC. But the four countries agreed only to monitor world oil prices and meet again in 3 months. The 12-nation OPEC cartel, including Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, supplies about a third of the world's oil, while Russia and Mexico, which are not OPEC members, are also key producers. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.